CQ, CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mound, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line. Near Highway 276, the repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can also check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by EchoLink node 545072. Any formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. No announcements heard, so we'll begin with the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I would like to recognize the early check-in. First, we have Wendy, KN4HTP, better half of this station here in Simpsonville, sitting here at the table with me. We've got W4FCM, Fred, in Traveler's Rest. He brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI. We have KG4PFI, Don, in Piedmont, and I think this is his wife. Linda, KG4QLQ. We have Andy, KI4LZI, in Table Rock. K4XMR, Mel, in Prosperity. KQ4AIZ, Chase, in West Union. KI4MRA, Fred, in Greer. K4ROW, Richard, in Greenville. KO4RUR, Chris, in Greenville. W2AMD, Andy, in Simpsonville. KO4RAX, Jim, in Dacusville. KJ4UHF, Jack, in Greenville. KN4MDA, John, in Lyman. KA5WLL, Leroy, in Taylors. KB2BYQ, David, in Easley. N4WRO, Bill, in Easley. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose. And lastly, KX4YM, Scott in Greenville. W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm almost out of breath after recognizing all those check-ins early. But I made it. And we will now go to EchoLink stations only. Please call W2MJB.
W2MJB, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4RJN, John, near Brown Summit. Thanks for checking in tonight, John, and I do have you down for a little RAC 2 at the end of the formal portion of the net. Appreciate you sticking around for that. There is one other EchoLink station up there, so I will go back to EchoLink stations. Hopefully this individual station will check in. If not, and if you can't transmit through EchoLink, if you can transmit by text through EchoLink, go ahead and text by text your check-in, and I will get you entered into the log.
Net control, please check in. KI4KCX. This is Jerry. We in Greycourt, South Carolina tonight. I tried to check in on my HT and it died on me before I got to check in, so I had to come over and check in on EchoLink. So just check me in and out tonight. I'll listen for a few minutes, but just check me in and out tonight. Thank you, sir.
Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KI4KCX, Jerry in Greycourt. Sorry to hear about your HT radio, Jerry, but fortunately EchoLink was there for you in a pinch. A great tool we have. And Jerry is in and out tonight. Thanks for coming along and checking in tonight, Gary, Jerry, and have a great evening. This is W2MJB, Net Control from Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. With that, that ends the EchoLink station portion. We'll come back and check in, check frequently to see if there are any other EchoLink stations that pop up. When they pop up, we'll switch over. Right now, we will begin with the normal RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB for Net Control.
W2MJB. B Mark, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And via telephone relay, my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet. Whiskey W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Whiskey 4 Charlie Tango Whiskey W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo November 4 Charlie Hotel Yankee. K4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
2MJB. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We're located in Pickens, negative and negative. And a very good evening to all.
And JB. And Mark, please check in Kilo Mike 4. Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
JB. Head tonight, Mark. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. Be negative and negative tonight.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, recognizing KK4DMW Rick in Piedmont. He brings along his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter Michelle by phone relay, KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick, and tell Lorena and Michelle hello for us. Next, we have our net manager, W4DJW Dave, there in Greer, and W4CTW Tyler in Taylor's. KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca. And then, Roland, when you were checking in and I was typing in your call sign, I had a pop-up come up on my computer. Can you recheck with your call sign again? I flipped it up.
Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, and we're in Pickens.
Thank you, Jerry. That's K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. Recognize you. Yeah, I missed the J. I couldn't remember that part of it, so appreciate you rechecking and confirming that with me. Next, we have KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, and N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. Appreciate all of you coming along and checking in tonight. That was a wonderful group for Alpha through Delta. We continue the next call for Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Nothing heard for the second call for Alpha through Delta, so we'll move to Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
2MJB. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canberra, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Mark, thanks. Tell Wendy hello.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, recognizing KC4EZN, Harry in Candler. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry, and have a great evening there in the mountains tonight. Any other check-ins, Echo Through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that second call for Echo through Hotel, so we'll move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Please check in and out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha, KG4, JIA, Dennis, and Kathy. Good evening to you all over that, 73.
MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
JB. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Wendy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
2MJB. In and out. Kilo 3, Juliet, Tango, Delta. K3JTD. Jim in Union, South Carolina. No traffic. 73s.
JB. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville, no traffic, no comment, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
MJB. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Hello to Wendy. Please check in, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec, this is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night and a good week coming up. 7-3.
W2MJB, net control for the 2-meter net. Recognizing KG4, JIA, Dennis in Gaffney. KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. K3JTD, Jim in Union, South Carolina. KO4JKB, Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. And then we have KK4JBQ, Larry, there in Greer. He brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you for checking in, all of you. And Larry, say hello to Donna for us. And Wendy heard your hello, and she says hello back. So appreciate you all coming and checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or net control.
Control, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Lima, Hotel, Lima.
JB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, KO4LHL. Can you give me a name and location to go along with your call sign?
The Brea area of Greenville, and the name is Jim.
Jim, this is W2MJB, net control, recognizing Jim in Brea, KO4LHL. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jim, and rechecking with your name and location. Welcome to the net. I don't know, this is the first time you've checked in with me, so welcome to my log, and have a great evening, and hopefully we'll hear you again on the net. Looks like that's it for India through Lima, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE, name is Chad, QTH is Campobello, please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP, her name is Anna, and it's your earliest convenience tonight, Mark. I need a quick informal with KN4RJN. Thank you for calling the net. Please say hello to Miss Wendy.
Okay, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over with Piedmont tonight. 7:30 to you, Mark, Miss Wendy, and all on the net. Be negative and negative tonight.
2MJB, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papad, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative or negative.
W2MJB, Nick Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4NUE, Chad in Campobello. Chad brings along his wife, KO4RYP. Chad is the net control for Tuesdays, and Anna does net control on the last three Mondays or two Mondays of the month. So welcome, Chad, and thank you for checking in and bringing Anna along with you. And I'll let you call your station when I get done recognizing these other stations. I got KO4NNH, Fred in Piedmont, and lastly we have KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate all of you checking in tonight. Chad, go ahead and call your station.
KN4RJN, KO4NUE.
This is KN4RJN. Go ahead, sir.
Got your son's vehicle. Just give me a holler. There's some things we need to talk about. Just want to let you know, KO4NUE, I'll be clear. Give it back to net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Chad has completed his call, John, and we'll be getting back to the check-ins now. Last call for check-ins, Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the second call for Mike through Papa, so we'll go and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or net control.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'll stick around for the radio.
W2MJB. Again, KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. Name is Clinton Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing WD8RON, Ed in Brevard. Ed, thank you for checking in, and I do have you down for some rack chew at the end of the net. So thank you for that, and we'll be back to you in a little bit. Next, we have KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Chris. Let me break here for a second. There is a EchoLink station up right now. EchoLink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. VK4SED, would you like to check in or are you just listening? If you want to check in, please check in and we'll get you in the log.
Net control, this is Victor Kilo 4 Sierra Echo Delta. Thank you for the invitation. I'll be listening only.
JB, this is KR8MR. I think I missed my opportunity a little bit ago there. Out in the wild, I was looking for R. Negative and negative, I'm in Taylor's, Blue Ridge, South Carolina area, and the handle is Steve.
JB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing this. Happy tomorrow. I think you're into tomorrow, so welcome to the net. And calling in from Australia, appreciate that. It's really nice to see those from other countries come along and check in with us occasionally. Next, we have KR8MR. And that is Steve. And Steve, what is your location?
This is Taylor's, but we're really kind of Sandy Flat, Blue Ridge area in South Carolina.
Thank you. This is W2MJB. R8MR. Steve there in Sandy Flat, South Carolina. Thanks, Steve. Your call sign kind of messed with my brain there for a minute. And I did get it in there correctly. Your name didn't come up, so you're a new check-in in my log. and I just wanted to make sure I did have that correct in the log, so appreciate you checking and rechecking with your location. With that, we'll go back to the regular RF check-ins. Go back to Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It looks nothing heard for the second call for Quebec through Tango, so we'll go ahead and move to Echo through, or excuse me, Uniform through Zulu. I keep wanting to go backwards for some reason tonight. Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray KO4ZYX. This is Daniel. I'm mobile in Duncan this evening. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Kilo Tango KO4YKT. Mark and Inman. I'm negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4ZYX, Daniel, in Spartanburg. Thanks for checking in tonight, Daniel. And KO4YKT, Mark, in Inman. Thanks for checking in, Mark. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the second call for uniform through Zulu, so we'll move it and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. Net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That last station that checked in, you were way down in the noise, and all I heard was static. So I don't know if you can move around, if you're mobile or not. Try moving a little bit, see if you can recheck, and I'll try to get you in the log. Happy to get you in the log. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
AC6IW.
W2MJB, that last station. Can you please repeat your call sign and your name and location, please?
So this is AC6IW, Alpha Charlie 6, India Whiskey. I am mobile halfway between Spartanburg and Greenville. My name is Jeff, and no traffic, but I might stick around for the talk afterwards. AC6IW, thanks for running the net.
2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing AC6IW, Jeff in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jeff. I got you down for a little bit of discussion after the net, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. Thanks for being willing to rag you here at the end of the formal portion. Let's try again one more time. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for check-ins on Alpha through Zulu, so I'll secure the formal portion of the net for the time being. With my thanks for everyone checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins for RAG2s, or between RAG2s. KN4RJN, John, what's on your mind tonight?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I finally got the grass mowed today before it rained. It was starting to get a little thick, but other than that, there's not a whole lot going on here. I'm checking night sky to see what's coming up, and there's not a whole lot except in the pre-dawn hours still. If you get up at, say, 5 o'clock or so, you can see the four planets lined up, Saturn, Mars, Jupiter, and Venus, and they'll be doing that here for another couple of weeks or so. But other than that, there's not a whole lot going on in the sky, and there's nothing going on in the sky up here because we're socked in. It's cloudy all the way through. Can't see a thing. But hopefully this will clear out. Hopefully next week will be a little bit better. But I know we've got rain in the forecast for part of up through the first part of the week anyway. Hopefully I can find a clear night here in the next week or two to get down your way and bring those scopes down to let you take a look at them. But other than that, there's not a whole lot going on up here. The dog just came in and hopped up on the couch and doesn't appear to need to go out. So what's going on your way?
W2MJB. Not much. I'm glad you said which planets were in a line, because I do. I generally get up around 5:15 and take the dog for her early morning constitutional before I get ready for work, and I have noticed they're in the eastern sky as I come down the hill. The four planets align, and I was wondering which ones they were, and so now I know. Thanks for telling me, because it's really interesting to see those, and excited to be able to look at the scopes and hear and bring down, and it'll be fun to be able to look through them. I know when we were up there looking at the convergence, it was really pretty neat to see Jupiter and Saturn. So other than that, it looks like we're getting some clouds today. Went up to YMCA and set up my 20 meter antenna, and my FT891 radio, and made a contact with a guy on Mount Mitchell. He was doing a soda summit, so I was able to finally make my third HF contact in my life, so that was kind of nice. And just scanned through some of the channel or some of the frequencies, and there were a lot of pileups. But other than that, just took a few minutes there. Did some sunbathing. It was really hot yesterday down here, and I was relieved to get back into the air conditioning.
This is KN4RJN. Roger that. I just noticed another Echolink station popped up. I think Steven's waiting in the wings if you want to get him.
KN4RJN, thank you. Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, good evening, Mark. If you would check in, KA4 PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen of Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Mark, and all who are on the net. No traffic and no queue. Mark, if you will do, tell me when you hello for me. KA4 PQA.
PQA, Stephen there in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen. Wendy says hello back, and thank you for the hellos from you. And appreciate you checking in. And stick around if you'd like to listen to the RAG 2 for a little bit. But we appreciate you coming in from Greenwood tonight. KN4RJN, W2MJB. Other than that, it was pretty sleepy day yesterday. I did log in and do about 8 hours worth of work after, I think I was up until about 2:00 in the morning, which was unusual, trying to get some stuff done for work. And I think I worked another 8 hours today trying to get some stuff done for a project. But other than that, it's been kind of quiet here in the Barnes household.
This is KN4RJN. Roger. We got the finally got the living room painted and semi sort of put back together, and now I get to hang all the pictures all over again. But I see that VK4SED Mike in Australia is still hanging on the net. I wonder if he'd be willing to tell us what the weather is like down there right now.
VK4SED, did you hear KN4RJN's request for a weather report down there in Australia?
Net Control, this is VK4SD. Sorry, I was having trouble with my radio there. Yeah, at the moment we are having rain, and we've had rain for quite a while now, so it's going to be raining for the next week. Current temperature is 20 degrees Celsius, and I don't know what that is in the old money, in what you guys use. But, yeah, it's been pretty heavy rain for the last few days, and you probably realise that we've had floods as well in the outback and northern Queensland. I'm actually on the Gold Coast, which is south of Brisbane by about 50 miles or thereabouts. But currently, yeah, overcast and raining over.
Rain unusual. I mean, what we were hearing, I think last year or the year before, a couple of years ago, where it was pretty much a drought and a lot of fires out there in the interior. How is things going this year from the drought standpoint?
Yeah, we have had floods, and for the last couple of months, it's been mainly the rain has been worrying us. We've had multiple flood events in Brisbane and Brisbane area in the last couple of months. Seems to be we get over one flood, and then before you know it, we've got another one. So it's unusual to have this much rain, but it seems to be all or nothing at the moment. But yeah, going back a couple of years, yes, it was drought, and we'd, as you probably realise, this time last year we had forest fires, really horrific forest fires as well, over.
I imagine everybody's welcoming the rain compared to the drought. I'm sure, like here in the U.S. and the West, with the lack of rain, they're really suffering out there with the drought that they're having. So I'm glad you're getting rain, and hopefully your drought problems will be over there in Australia, and hopefully there won't be too many more fires there in Australia and wiping out a lot of the indigenous animals. So, any other comments, Mike?
Well, thank you for letting me join the net. I'll become a regular user on user, I guess you could say, on your net. So I've put it into my Echo Link now, so you'll hear from me more often. Net Control, this is VK4 Sierra Echo Delta.
VK4 SED, thank you for checking in with us tonight and a little bit around you and letting us know what the weather's like there in Australia. I appreciate it. And you're more than welcome to come back anytime and check in with us. We're here every night at 9 o'clock p.m. our time. And I'm not sure what time it is over there in Australia, but we are more than happy to have you come in and check with us as often as you would like. KM4RJN, W2MJB, anything else on your mind tonight?
This is KN4RJN. No, just like to say good day, Mike, and please come on back again. And by the way, 20 degrees centigrade is about 68 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's not hot, that's for sure. but anyway, sorry to hear about the flood events down there, though. At least, I guess you either get flood or fire, one or the other, but anyway. That's about all I've got. I'll say 73s and out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
2MJB, net control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, John, KN4RJN, for the React Chew, and look forward to being able to take a look at those scopes here in the next couple weeks. WD8RON, Ed, what's on your mind tonight?
WD8RON. We had a lot of rain here this evening. It stopped now. Lots of lightning, enough so I disconnected the antenna. And I'm still trying to figure out what the best kind of HF antenna would be for my situation. Right now I'm thinking of a random wire loop with a ladder line going to it somewhere around 500 feet in length.
If you've got enough space for 500 feet of antenna line, I'm jealous. I wish I had the space in my backyard to be able to do that, that the neighbors wouldn't like me stretching it across their yards, but sounds like a good proposal for your radio. And what frequencies are you trying to call on that? What bands?
Yeah, I haven't worked it. The only HF I worked was years ago for Mars. I never really got on the other bands. From what I'm looking at in the literature I have, with that length of antenna and a tuner, I can get on just about anything.
Fantastic. So you're starting to get, or wanting and starting to get back into HF then?
Get into it, because I never was really into it, because all I worked was Mars. And that was pretty much of a fixed frequency, fixed net. So I'm rather interested in getting into something else. My transceiver is a Trio TS-820S, which is about, well, actually it's close to 50 years old.
I don't think age really matters much in amateur radio. I don't think, you know, modern radios, you know, of course, have their advantage over the older ones, but I think the old ones probably work just as well as the new ones from being able to get out there in contact. So I'm sure that once you get back into it and you start calling HF, you may end up wanting to get a new one to get some of those added conveniences, but I wish you the best of luck with that 50-year-old radio. That's almost as old as I am.
Interested in the amateur radio when I was in Japan, and I could pick up the equipment for what I considered then reasonable prices. So I picked up pretty much a complete station. I've got a remote, a VFO, and I also have a, let me see what it's called. It's a station monitor, which I'm still looking at the book to see just how to hook that up. It's like an oscilloscope, so I'm not sure exactly what I'll be able to do with it.
You still have the manuals after 50 years. That's pretty good. Are they all oranged or faded out yet, or are they? Were you able to keep them in pretty good shape so you can still read them? Over.
Pretty good shape, and I could also download them from the web. So I was able to find all of them. For most of the equipment, there are a couple of pieces I have. I've got a little analyzer, it's called, and I can't really find out how to use it. It's almost like a voltmeter. I've got little lights on it. If I touch it across a resistor, it beeps at me.
WD8RON. Ed, I'm sure that there's somebody here in the area that probably would be able to help you with that. Are you a member of a club up in that area?
Andersonville I belong to, and we had a breakfast Saturday. I showed it to a couple people, and they were rather intrigued by it. And there are a couple other people I'm going to show it to who have had a lot of electrical experience, or actually electronic experience, and I'm hoping that they recognize either this particular one or what it is. I have not been able to find anything on the web about it. There's no real nomenclature on it.
Oh, that's interesting. May I suggest you send something? I don't know. I'm not sure, you know, the experience level there of the guys in Hendersonville, but there's some guys that have got, you know, some older gentlemen in the Greer, down here in the Greer Club, that seem to have quite a bit of knowledge. So if I try the Greer Club, you might find somebody here that might be able to help as well. Over.
So, one of the men helping me with some of this stuff actually taught electronics to the Navy, and I think he's actually an electronic engineer.
I'm sure that you will be able to find somebody that helps you if you keep looking. So, is the weather up there still rainy, or is it dried off a little bit?
It's now about 65 or so degrees. A lot of thunder and lightning, so I disconnected the radio when all the lightning was, according to my iPhone, it was within 10 miles or probably closer to 6.
Wise thing to do to disconnect the antennas. So I haven't heard it coming this way, so hopefully, you know, not that I don't want rain here in the area, because it's been quite a while since we've had rain, but I don't care for the lightning. Kind of starts fires and destroys things when it hits it. So I think when we lived in Indiana, we had a lightning storm, and there was a house behind us where I think it hit the house behind, you know, kitty corner behind us, and it was almost instantaneous boom and rattled our windows. And so that, so far, I think that's the closest I've come to a lightning bolt in my life, and I don't wish to get any closer than that.
Some was, if you see a lightning, start counting 1001, 1002. If you get out to about 5, I think that's, I think it's about a mile for every second.
Pretty much instantaneous when it struck, so there wouldn't be any counting on that one. But I, when I was a kid, coming out of my grandmother's house to go over to the neighbor's house to work on his farm, lightning bolt came down and hit his antenna, and then it looked like it went vertical over my grandma's house. And the next thing I knew, I was picking myself up off the pavement next to the car, because it just caught out of the corner of my eye, and you know, hit the ground just out of self-preservation. But and it started a fire in his attic. So yeah, the further it's away, the better it is for me.
That close to it. When I was in Japan, I was able to work with the Japanese Army with a signal unit for about a week on an exchange trip. And they showed me a tree that was out in the field. They were on a field exercise and showed me where lightning had hit the tree. They had field telephone wire nearby, and it had traveled a couple of miles up that telephone wire to a headquarters, coming out the phone at the far end.
Buddy talking on the phone when it came out, or was it just sitting on the table? Hopefully nobody was speaking on it.
Phone was on it, no one was hurt. It just surprised everybody and shook them up a bit.
Yeah, I bet it would. So, but anyway, how's everything else going up there? You enjoying the Green Mountains?
I am working now on a little Morse code board, one I found in a magazine, so I'm putting that together. It's kind of interesting. It's got one little board and a couple of batteries. It's called a K1EL Systems Morse Tutor Kit. I found it in QSD a couple of years ago, and I got intrigued by it and ordered it. And it's one little board and going together pretty good. So it apparently has a memory circuit in it and does all kinds of things. So I'm rather used to looking at this. It says 4 levels of learning the code. Sends random letters using 14 letters. Level 2 adds remaining letters. Level 3 adds numbers. And level 4 uses punctuation. And then apparently you can also rig it so that it automatically sends random stuff for practice.
Sounds pretty interesting. Yeah, there's not I don't think there's a lot available commercially already assembled, so that's really nice that somebody put something together with a microprocessor to actually feed you code so that you can learn it. By you trying to learn head copy, or are you just trying to starting out learning it?
I worked with it, and I always had trouble with speed, and I finally figured out one of the reasons was I have a neurological thing called primary writing syndrome, where the neurons don't reach my hands after a certain period of time, and the writing just takes off by itself, so I always had trouble copying it. Looking back, this has got the features on this thing. Its speed range from 5 to 99. Touch paddle with sensitivity calibration, 34 different commands. Apparently you can hook it up to a radio. Continuously adjustable side tone frequency, adjustable letter spacing and weighting, automatic letter space mode, non-volatile message memory with two banks of five slots, backspace supported on message entry. You can key it. Your key in mode is a bug, automatic, iambic A or B, or straight key, serial number generation, a paddle swap command, speed control, potentiometer, and power consumption is basically a couple of batteries.
Pretty impressive list of options. Hang on just a minute, Ed. Let me take a break here for a second, and there's an Echolink station up, and let me break and see if there's any other RF stations out there, and I'll be back to you in a second. This W2MJB Net Control, Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB Net Control, Echolink station KQ4AOJ. Would you like to check in, or are you just listening? If you want to just listen or feel like checking in by text, please go ahead, and I'd love to get you in the lock. But I'm going to go see if there's any RF check-ins out there, RF stations. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Good evening. This is Glenn Graycourt, KD2BNG, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. Yeah, I thought the net would be over by now, but happened to turn on the radio, see it's still going. So, no comment. No, nothing at this time. Just ship me in and out. 73 is everyone.
Again, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on now.
4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Jane and Taylor's negative and negative this late night. That's all I have, over.
Kilo, November 4. Uniform, Bravo Golf. It's KN4, UBG, Kevin, Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net.
JB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KD2BNG, Glenn in Graycourt. Thanks for checking in tonight, Glenn. Yeah, net's going a little longer than usual for me tonight. We had a few rag chews in the middle one, just decided to take a break and get you all. So thanks for checking in and being patient with me. Next, we have K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. W4FHJ, Gene and Taylor's, and KN4UBG, Kevin in Fountain Inn. Appreciate y'all hanging around and checking in with me. Echolink stations only. Let's try and get KQ4AOJ in. Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
This is 4AOJ, Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Oscar Juliet. Normally Greenville, South Carolina, but currently I am mobile on Echolink.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KQ4AOJ in Greenville, and I have a name that's coming up on Echolink as Allison. Is that correct, or are you another name?
This is U4AOJ. It is John, but it is spelled as Alpha Lima India Charlie Alpha November.
That's a different naming, so appreciate you clarifying that. And appreciate you checking in. Your first time check in with me. And so we're here every night at 9, if you're not aware of that already. And appreciate you checking in. And have a wonderful evening. WD8RON, Ed, back to you on the rag chew. Thank you for letting me take a break and check these stations in. So the unit you've got is a little CW trainer, and you're building it, and it has a lot of options, it sounds like. So hopefully you'll be able to get your speed up as well as your speed and recognition of the CW.
Just to get back into it, because I never really got it up a whole lot of speed. And so I really like this little kit. I built one years ago, a Heath kit, a Keir, that was pretty good, and it was had all kinds of functions to it. But for some reason, it's no longer working. I guess it gave up the ghost because of age, and I haven't really taken it apart to find out what's wrong with it. The man over in Hendersonville who's helping me with the radio and antennas, I had an amplifier, which I never used, and I gave that to the club. There was a kilowatt amplifier. I figured the club could use it because I was a little bit leery of hooking it up. And applied voltage to it and stepped up the voltage over a period of time, starting at a very low voltage to make sure it didn't just zap it all of a sudden with power. And I want to have him do the same thing with this radio, to step it up so I don't go full power for whatever and tuning it up real quickly and burn out something.
You're planning on doing that on the one that you're making?
On the transceiver, the 820. The one I'm making is just hook it up and put the batteries in and go. That won't be a problem. But on the transceiver, I want to step it up over a period of time.
That's the 50-year-old transceiver. Yeah, I can understand that, because I imagine some of the insulation on those wires could potentially be a little brittle.
But some of the diodes and all, I want to make sure that I don't give too much power to those. I used a different 2-meter radio that was about 30 years old, and I think it overheated, and it died. I've got to see about getting that fixed. It was a real nice radio, an ICOM, and so I want to see about getting that repaired, find out just what's wrong with that one. I've got an iPhone that I use and found different apps. I found one for ARRL that lets you access all the ARRL magazines, the QST, the On the Air, and a couple others. And it's in archives, so you can go back and look up just about anything and then print them out.
It's an archive.org place. Is that where you're accessing those older magazine titles, or are you accessing them through the ARRL?
iPhone. I don't know if it's on Android, but probably. Just pull up the app, ARRL, and then through that app I can access the magazines, and as far as I can figure out, there's no charge to them.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was... I don't know how I found it. I was looking at a woodworking. I think I was just putting in a woodworking magazine the name one time, and this archive.org thing came up, where I think it's an online archiving service, and they had magazines and documents from many places in there. So that's why I was wondering if it was that. But it sounds like it's through the ARRL archive is, so you know at least it's not contaminated or something else if it's off their home website.
Even a website, it's an app on the phone. I'm assuming you're familiar with apps. And I also found another one. I had been looking for something to identify plants, and everything I could find had a cost to it, $10 a month or something like that. And I like to go in for the freebies. And I found one called SEEK, S-E-E-K, that's put out by National Geographic. And that does real good. You point your camera at a plant, hit the button for camera, and it automatically focuses on a plant. Once it's got what it needs, it'll give you what the plant is and then all kinds of information about it. And then it stores what you found, including animals, insects, amphibians, all kinds of stuff. And it's really a neat little app, SEEK, and it's free.
Right. I'll have to download that one, because that's one of the things that I'd like to know is, you know, when you find a plant, you know, planted something a while ago, and I can't remember what it was, so maybe it'll help me. But, yeah, when you get out into the woods and the hike, it would be beneficial being able to take a picture of an insect and be able to see what it is. So that's a fantastic thing that National Geographic's done. So I'll have to look that up and let you know what I think after I get a chance to peruse what's available. I appreciate that little bit of information there.